Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Ari Goretzky, researcher at ESET. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, Sony has been in the news a lot recently for the breaches that they incurred and then also some other security issues and maybe getting back into things a little too quickly. And recently they announced that they're hiring their first, what they're calling, information security czar. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, let me try. Sony announced that they're hiring a new chief information security officer. Who also hold a position as a senior vice president as well. That's Philip Reitinger. And if that name sounds familiar, well, he held a similar position with the Department of Homeland Security, where he was a deputy undersecretary. He also worked at Microsoft doing similar cybersecurity work.
So obviously, I mean, he's certainly not new to the security world. Now, do you think this is something that gives Sony kind of a leg up against the hackers that have been targeting them? Or do you think this is, I guess, more of a, you know, PR stunt?
Well, I think it's really too early to tell. Reitinger does have quite a bit of experience under his belt. However, that is largely from a policy and strategy background. And it seems that, well, definitely what Sony needs is some new policies and a new strategy. It also needs to operate quickly on those. And it's not really clear how good a job Sony is going to do. Past example says not well. So it's really up to Mr. Reitinger to make that change for them.
Now, when, for those of us... Who don't remember, when was the first hack against Sony? I mean, it was a couple of months ago. Is this too little too late? Or
The events were earlier in this year for April, and they basically lasted from through April and May. It really did hurt Sony, certainly from a trust and a credibility point of view. And I think there was also an effect on their stock price as well. Is it too little too late? I don't think it is. Sony's a huge corporation. Online entertainment is a big part of their business, but it's not their only line of business. And I think they will get back to a position of trust ultimately. But the question is how long that's going to take and what's going to happen to their stock price during that period.
Great. Anything else on this topic or any, I guess, advice that you would give Philip in his new role or what Sony needs to be doing to kind of recover from this, if you will?
Well, I think the first thing they need to do is assess the problem. I'm sure they've started doing that, but when you have multiple hacks of this magnitude going on, it indicates that there's something systemic. There's a culture of, I won't say insecurity because that means something else, but non-security, where security isn't a priority. And I think that Sony needs to go through a process similar to what Microsoft did to set up a security lifecycle to look at everything they do from a core point of view as, is it secure or not? What can they do to make it secure? And so forth.
Well, Ari, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about this news, and we'll certainly continue to watch this and watch Philip in his new role. If you have any additional questions for ESET on this topic, feel free to email the ESET research team at askeset@eset.com. You can also like and follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.